Great. Our next item is Bethany Bay AR1 RPC Revised Master Plan on Road 350.
Mr. Chairman, this is a revised master plan for sections 1.1, 1.3, and 1.5 of the Bethany Bay Residential Plan Community. The revised site plan still totals 97 units to be built. 8 units are being added to section 1.1. 8 units are being removed from section 1.3. 1 unit's being removed from the golf clubhouse area, and it's being relocated to section 1.5. The revised unit count stands at 68 units for 1.3, 1 for 1.5, 12 units for section 3.1, and 16 units for section 1.1. I'd say grand total of 97 units that are still permitted under the 550 permitted units by the approved ordinance. If preliminary approval is granted, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals. We have received 2 emails from residents or property owners within the project stating that they are not opposed to the revision. And we received a stack about 1.5 inches thick of 129 owners that are opposed to any amendment. The commission would have this, you would have to consider if you feel it's a significant enough change with all the opposition that we've received to review the site plan or require another a public hearing or, but there are representatives here from the developer and opposition.
And just before, Mr. Chairman, just for clarity's sake, section 218 and 222 of the code give support for what Mr. Abbott said. If the commission feels that there's a significant alteration of a previously approved plan, the commission does have the authority, if you want to schedule a public hearing.
Thank you. Gentlemen, I'm just one of five, but I can tell you that I absolutely think it's a material change, and I think it needs to be the subject of a public hearing. I'm appreciative of the fact that everybody showed up today. However, this is not a public hearing, and public hearings have to be properly advertised and so on so that everybody's rights are protected. And I think it is certainly in view of the opposition and the number of changes, even the opposition notwithstanding, it's just a lot of changes. But I'm only one.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if I might, I concur with you. This issue has come up before the commission before when we've had requests for substantial changes to be made, and I for one am not comfortable without having access to both the old information as well as the currently proposed, and when you have a substantial number of changes, maybe it's not in the actual number of lots, but where they're located and how they're located, and I know how much time and consideration this commission gives to site plans and et cetera, that I for one am not comfortable with addressing it on this type of a basis, and I certainly would be in favor of a public hearing where more information would be made available to the commission, both by the developer as well as those folks who may have some concerns about it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Johnson and Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion on the request by Bethany Bay for a revised master plan of Bethany Bay AR1 RPC on Road 350. And my motion is that the request be the subject of a public hearing.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to require a public hearing for Bethany Bay AR1 RPC revised master plan on Road 350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item of business.